The following is paid commercial programming. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008, refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. 3 out of the 5 of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index. Ken Morafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the Invest and Protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guaranteed. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008, we told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008, refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. 3 out of the 5 of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Morafe.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, are you gonna come back? Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about inflation, of course. We talk about the stock market, Social Security, estate planning, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have a boring show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, and I'm the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I'm founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America.
I feel good.
Yes, and we are a firm, as the name implies, that works with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. And that's people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And our goal is to create squippers. That's what we do. We're a squipper manufacturing plant. And if you're wondering what a squipper is, it's a client of ours that is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. They are now retired, and squippers is the acronym for that. So our goal is to get our clients to retirement and then tell them, get out of here, go play, have fun, don't worry about all this financial stuff, let us worry about it for you. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can visit with an advisor, you can attend our seminars. We're doing them live now. It's insane. We're turning people away. We had seminars where it's standing room only. So it's fantastic. We want to help as many people achieve that second childhood as we possibly can. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, let me go over with you what we are going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. And in the first segment this week, I entitled it, I'm hearkening back to John Travolta in Welcome Back, Kotter. Remember when he used to say, I'm so confused. Well, we had the speech from Jay Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, on Thursday, and he confused the heck out of everybody. And the market was crazy. It was up, it was down, it was up during his speech. It was moving like 1% every time two words came out of his mouth. So we're going to try to decipher it for you and tell you where we think it goes from here, but most importantly, how it will impact your retirement planning. So we'll have that. Also this week, I was interviewed by Reuters, on the Schwab Network, and they were asking me, how do you prevent damage to your retirement with interest rates, inflation? You know, if you have a retired person, how do you prevent the damage that all that creates? And I want to share with you the answer because I thought that I was very eloquent and very smart in my answer. So we'll share that one for you. And then also this week, as we do every week, since Social Security is most likely the largest source of income for our clients outside of their investments and maybe in some cases the most. And so maximizing your Social Security benefits is hugely important in our view. And so we're going to have number 62 on the strategies to maximize your Social Security. And if you want to find the other 61, go to our website and they're on there, rpoa.com, in case I didn't mention it already. Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about And this was a question that Kiplinger asked, and that is, is in fact, you know, the bond market doing what it's been doing? And by the way, in case you don't know, this is the worst bear market in bonds since 1787, not 1987, 1787, according to Bloomberg. And also, if you look back, you can see that over the last 3 years, the bond aggregate market is down almost 20%. And it's a steady, steady decline all the way. And so there's a myth, the buy hold myth number 4 in my book, and that is diversify your portfolio. That's all you got to do. If you do that, your job is done. Well, I'm going to go over with you why that's not right, okay? Why we call that a myth, okay? Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
No. Don't you dare stop me. Because at about 10 till, we're going to have our estate tip of the week. And since it is my birthday this weekend, my daughter is in town and she brought with her my grandson. And we're going to go to the fair together on Sunday. And so the estate tip this week is a trust for your grandchild. Since he's here, he made me think of it. And so it made me think I should share it with you. So I'll have that for you. And speaking of my birthday, you know, I have this joke that I tell every year, which is that, you know, I know everybody wants to buy me a birthday present. And I appreciate you guys. But, you know, you're probably saying, what do you get the guy who basically has everything, right? I mean, it's what can you buy for Ken? And so my answer is something little, something red that fits in my garage, and that would be a Ferrari, okay? If you want to buy me a Ferrari, that would be great. I'd love that. And so that's been my joke, and I've told that for many, many years. And about 3 or 4 years ago, a client actually said, I heard you saying you wanted a little red Ferrari, and he brought me a little toy Ferrari. And I was like, wait a second. How am I supposed to drive that? I know it fits in my garage, but I don't fit in there. This isn't what I meant.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly. Anyway, let's talk about I'm so confused. So One of the things that we've been talking about since almost the beginning of this year is that we thought that inflation was going to bottom in June at around 3%, which is what it did. And then we said that it would start trending back upwards around to 4%, and that's where it is right now. It's at 3.7. And we think it'll trend a little higher in and probably peak around December, and then next year start to trend downward. And by the end of next year, we think that inflation will be somewhere in the 3% range. It won't be at the 2% range that the Fed wants. So what the concern that the markets have is that the Fed is going to raise interest rates so high that they're going to create a massive recession, and that's going to cause profits to fall, and the stock market will have a big bear market, and the bond market will crash, and all kinds of terrible things will happen. So that's the fear. So as we look at it into the future, what Jay Powell said on Thursday was that to a great degree, the bond market is doing the work for the Fed. What did he mean by that? What he meant by that is that the anticipation by the market that the Fed is going to continue to raise interest rates has caused mortgages to be high, has caused credit card interest rates to be high, has caused car loans to be high. If tomorrow the Fed announced we're going to start lowering interest rates, guess what would happen to all those mortgage rates and all those other things? They would drop like a stone. And if they did that, guess what would happen to inflation? People would start buying stuff all over again, and inflation would come back really fast. So the Fed is in a position where the market is doing their work for them. They don't even have to raise interest rates. They just have to kind of threaten that they're going to, and interest rates will stay high. And that way, they can keep their powder dry in case they actually need to really raise interest rates. So in our view, interest rates are not going to go down probably even next year. The Federal Reserve will most likely, in our view, keep interest rates high. Now, will they keep raising them? We think probably December might be the last time that they do. But after that, they're going to jawbone. They're going to tell us, well, we might, well, we know, and they'll just keep everybody nervous during that time. However, if they stop raising interest rates or they raise them again in December, then what could happen is that the bond market could stabilize. Profits could stabilize, and we could have a nice rally in the stock market over the next 6 months. But here's the thing, and this is when I was on the Schwab Network, and I was talking to Oliver, and I said, Oliver, here's the thing that is really interesting, and that is the bond market, as I mentioned at the top of the show, is down about 20% over the last 3 years, going back to April of 2020 when the pandemic. Now, the reason why, if you look at the chart, it's this gradual, very steady decline. It's just, it's relentless, but it's very gradual and it keeps going. The reason why it's been so gradual and relentless is because every step of the way, everybody was like, no, interest rates will never get above 3%. And then they were, okay, they will never get above 3.5%. And then they were, okay, they will never get above 4%. And they'll never get above 4.25%. So they've been fighting it every step of the way. And therefore, there's not been this big fall off a cliff moment. But there could be a reverse fall off a cliff moment, which is if the Fed announces or there's the hint that they're going to lower interest rates, boy, howdy, it's very possible that that bond market could go back up dramatically in very, very short order. I remember back in Y2K when the interest rates were so high, but then they came back and the bond market just roared in that year. So it's very possible that next year we could see the bond market actually do better than the stock market. But because Jay Powell kind of hinted that they might raise interest rates again, he's got us nervous too. We're not ready to jump into the bond market. And so we're still going to remain in cash for our clients, in money market funds, which is where we think that you should be if you're over 50. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, you have several options. One is you can meet with one of our retirement planners, and what we'll do is we'll build what we call a retirement cash flow plan with you. We'll look into the future. We'll help you make decisions on whether you can retire or not, what to do with your 401k, when and how to take Social Security, your estate planning, income strategies, where to get your income from. We'll review your insurance for you. We'll do all kinds of stuff for you, and it's all at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yes, it totally is. And you know, not only that, but if you we can do them virtually or in person. We prefer in person because if you come in person, what'll happen is you'll get to enjoy our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. And folks, we bake them fresh. They're right out of the oven. You will go to cookie heaven. The smell will envelop you, and you will just go there, and you'll learn about your finances at the same time. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to prevent damage to your retirement by interest rates and inflation. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing in the entire universe, in my view. And that is the creation of squippers. Our job Yes, ooh la la. Our job is to create as many squippers as we possibly can. And if you're wondering what a squipper is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. So any client of ours that retires, we call them a squipper. And so we want to create as many squippers as we can. We want you to go out and play, have fun, and don't worry about your finances. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. And if we can do that, we think we've done something noble. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can podcast this show. You can read articles, attend seminars, visit with a retirement planner. Tons of resources, all designed to help you to become a squipper as well. So if you go there, it's rpoa.com. So in this segment, I want to talk about Kiplinger was asking me, they interviewed me, and the question was, how you work with people who are retiring soon, and we've got all these interest rate hikes, and we've got inflation that's so high. How do you deal with that? How do you protect from that? You know, what's your strategy for that for people that are in that demographic? And my answer is, we believe, you know, just like with healthcare, the best kind of healthcare is prevention. You know, if somebody already is presenting with a heart attack, it's kind of late. You know, maybe we should have thought about maybe 10 years ago to reduce the fat in their diet or the cholesterol or whatever it may be. So how to prevent it, this is the way that we think, okay? And that is the highest cost when it comes to interest rates that you can have is going to be debt. If you have no debt, then you almost don't care about interest rates. In fact, they help you because if you're on a fixed income, you get a higher income. So debt is your enemy when it comes to hiking of interest rates. So therefore, let's not have debt when we're retired, and we to a great degree immunize ourselves from the effects of interest rates, whether they go up or down. So our belief system is that when you retire, so should your debt be retired. And that's a very important concept. Okay, we want you to not have any debt. Our goal is to get you out of debt. You shouldn't have any, your mortgage should be paid off. You know, one of the things we talk about is that if you pay off your mortgage, depending on what interest rates are at the time, you could say, well, you know, interest rates are super low and I could invest my money and do better. Or interest rates are really high right now on my mortgage, and if I pay it off, it's costing me too much. Those are mathematical questions. But for us, there's a different question. And that question is the peace of mind, the stability, the foundational strength to your financial plan, that you're not subject to these higher interest rates and these kind of things. So by paying off your mortgage, I'll say right now, it may end up not being the best investment you've ever made in your life, but I can tell you it won't be the worst. But if you look at the peace of mind that it brings, you know, over the years, I've had many clients that, have paid off their mortgages, and they come in, and I'm not even joking, the color of their skin is different. It's really weird. It's like something about having the stress of still making that stupid mortgage payment. Once it comes off, it's almost like they have, in French, they call it bonhomie, which means that you've got color in your face. You know, your cheeks are rosy. And it's almost like they're healthier. You know, and many studies have shown that stress is one of the worst possible things you can have for your health. So how do you protect yourself from interest rates? Make sure that you have as little debt as possible, ideally no debt at all. And then, to a great degree, you are immunized from what the Fed's doing with interest rates. Now, part two of it is, what do you do about inflation? How do you immunize yourself as much as possible when it comes to inflation? Well, when people retire, you know, and as I look at our clients and the people that I visit with, the inflation is a calculation of a basket of goods that exists that's supposed to be like the average person in the economy. So what that includes is diapers. It includes, driving to work every day, buying clothes, all the stuff that once you retire, you don't have all those things. You know, although we did buy some diapers for my grandson the other day, so I guess maybe we do have that. But it's not like we have to have like a whole year's supply of diapers. But my point being that when you retire, the percentage of your expenses that is subject to inflation is far lower. You know, for those of you who are retired, I bet if you looked at your budget, you know, food is probably not a very large percentage of your budget. And housing, if your house is paid for, as we said before, you're not subject to rent increases, which is one of the largest component of the inflation number. So all these things that make the headlines about, oh my gosh, inflation is, you know, going through the roof, if you do it properly in your retirement, shouldn't affect you to any great degree. So how do you immunize yourself? It all goes back to, don't have any debt. Get your fixed costs as low as possible. And then your variable costs, which are the ones that are subject to inflation, become a smaller and smaller percentage of your total budget. And therefore, you know, inflation doesn't affect you as much. Now, all of that, I believe, and this is self-serving to say, but I believe requires you to visit with a professional to help you to work through how to do all that. And we want to do that for you. We would like to make you as bulletproof as possible when it comes to rising interest rates and inflation.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So you've got several things. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. I encourage you to attend one of our seminars. We have virtual ones, so you can watch them in your pajamas at home if you want, or you can go and attend them live. It's amazing to me. We started doing them live again, and we are literally standing room only. We've had to turn people away. It's insane, but it's great. We want to help as many of you as we can. At the seminar, we talk about inflation. We talk about interest rates. We talk about taxes. We talk about Social Security, your 401k, how to calculate your magic number. That's the number of dollars that we think you need to have to retire. Are you there yet? And if you're not, what kind of a plan do you build for that? If you are there, then what do you do now? Where do you get your money from? How do you get income? When and how do you take Social Security? We want to talk about all those things, educate you, and make you ready to have that second childhood without parental supervision. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And, you know, one of the things about live, because we always prefer live, okay, rather than digital. And we'll do it virtually, no problem, but we prefer live. We like human beings. And if you go to anything live, if you visit with our retirement planners live or you go to a seminar live, we will have for you our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, we bake them fresh right before the seminar. So if you go there, they're half an inch thick. They're 6 inches in diameter. We make them not with chocolate chips, okay? We have the oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk, not chip. Chip is made with wax. They're formed chocolate. You don't want to eat that. It's paraffin. Yuck. You don't want that. You want real chocolate chunks that melt all over your face because they're still soft and they're delicious and the cookie smell takes you to cookie heaven.
Oh, thank you, Master.
So go live. Our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security number 62. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in what I think is the single most noble thing in the entire universe, and that is to create squippers. And if you're wondering what that even means, well, a SQIPer is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. And that's what we call a client when they retire. So our goal is to get you to a place where you can retire or bring you on when you are retired. But any client of ours that is retired, we now call them a SQIPer. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy, and not worry about all this boring financial stuff. We want to do it for you. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can attend seminars, visit with a retirement planner, you can podcast a show. There's tons of stuff there for you. So it's rpoa.com. So this is the part of the show where we talk about Social Security. And with our clients, Social Security is probably the single largest source of income that they have. And so, therefore, making sure that we maximize the benefits and do it the right way is extremely important for us. And so, this is the segment of the show where we devote some time to that, and we answer questions. So if you have a question that you'd like me to answer, simply do this. Send it to me at ken@rpoa.com, and I will endeavor to answer your question. So first question I have here for you today. I earn $110,000 per year. Good for you. My wife, Carol, earns $6,000 in a part-time job. Carol turns 62 early next year. Will my earnings cause Carol's Social Security benefit to be reduced? Or will she be all right because she earned income? Her earned income is below the earnings test threshold. All right, so what this question is basically saying is, if I start taking my Social Security, will my wife be affected by that? Okay, so as long as your wife, Carol, is receiving benefits on her own record, in other words, she's not taking it based on you. She's not trying to get half of yours, okay? As long as that's the case, then your earnings will not cause your wife's benefits to be withheld because the earnings test looks only at the earned income of the number of the holder, of the person that it applies to. So the earnings test is one where if you make too much money, they want to claw back your Social Security benefits because they don't want you to get it if you're making too much money. So they have this test, which you've talked about on other shows. Now, on a different note, be careful because 85% of Carol's Social Security benefit will be taxable because your joint income is well over the threshold. If you make 110 and she makes 6, between the two of you, you're well over it. But that's not a good reason for her not to work or not to take early benefits, okay? If that's the best strategy for you, then you should do it anyway. Okay, second question. Let's see here. I started taking benefits at age 64. After a year, I discovered that my benefits were being withheld, so I suspended them. Okay, so he must have been making too much money. Can I safely say that I can continue that suspension and build my benefits, my Social Security amount beyond age 66 to age 70? Or will I not be able to build it any longer because I have already started at age 62? Financially speaking, I need to continue to work beyond 66 in order to have a successful financial plan. Okay, so the answer is, I'm going to use this term loosely, but before you're age 66, your benefit is quote-unquote in suspension, okay? It is being withheld for the earnings test, all right? It's not really a suspension because you have to be over your Social Security retirement age to suspend it, but it's kind of like that. The effect is the same. Now, when you do turn 66 and are no longer subject to this earnings test, then you can voluntarily suspend your benefit and you can start building that 8% annual increase in your benefit, the credits, until the time that you decide to take it. So between working and suspending your benefits, it appears to me, based on your question, that you can mitigate most of the damage that you incurred by filing early. Okay? So now,
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too, Tom. So let me tell you something. If that did not illustrate to you how important it is to talk to a professional about when and how to take your Social Security, then I don't know what'll do it for you, okay? Because Social Security is very, very complex. There are so many different nuances that are impacted by your age, your health, your marital status, your income, your disparity in incomes. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it, and I would suggest that you talk to a professional. So, where could you find one? Let me think. How about if you go to our website? It's rpoa.com. Our retirement planners, we train them and we test them to make sure that they are up to the standards that we expect in terms of knowledge on Social Security. And we want to help you to make that decision properly. And we want you to do it because if you don't, if you make a mistake, you literally could leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table over the course of your lifetime. And that's not a good idea. I don't care how you look at it. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. We'll sit down with you. We'll build for you what we call a retirement cash flow plan, an RCFP. And with the RCFP, you'll be able to tell when and how to take Social Security, if you're ready to retire or not, how to reduce your income taxes. We'll go through the whole gamut of stuff, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is just fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, so either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
Wow
is right. I like that one, Jack. So, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have buy hold number 4, which is diversify your portfolio. That's all you need to do. Wrong-o, moose lips. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. I like that, a little timpani. And we are a firm that specializes in what I think is the most wonderful thing in the entire universe. It's such a privilege and an honor. We are so blessed. We get to create squippers. And if you're wondering what a squipper is a client of ours who has retired and is now enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. So if you are a client of ours that has retired, we call you a squipper. It's the acronym for that. And we want you to be a squipper as well. So our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can attend our seminars. We're doing them live now. And, you know, we've had some with standing room only. We had to turn people away. The demand is just incredible. Love it. We can do them virtually if you prefer. We also have, you can podcast the show. We have articles, we have videos, we have tons of content, all designed to help you to achieve your retirement goals that you'd have. And it's all at our website, which is rpoa.com. So in this segment, I want to talk about our foundational philosophy, which is that growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. And our belief system is that if you lose a ton of money, because you're a buy and holder, then what could happen to you is that your retirement could be detrimentally impacted. And in fact, I encourage you to go and listen to the podcast from last week where I talked about if you're in a 60-40 portfolio, you could run out of money in 15 years if you don't have a proper plan, in our view, to protect your principal. Okay, so this week I want to kind of talk about that in the same way, and I want to talk about the buy hold myth number 4 in my book, which is called Buy, Hold, and Sell. And by the way, if you buy the book, it's on Amazon. It was an Amazon bestseller a few years ago. But if you buy the book, any profit we get from that, proceeds that we get from that, we give to charity. Okay, so help out a charity and buy the book. But in it, I talk about the buy hold myths, as I call them. And buy hold myth number 4 is diversify your portfolio. That's all you need to do. You know, you just buy a bunch of good stocks and bonds, diversified properly, rebalance quarterly, and your job is done. Well, you know what? We think that that's kind of not right. So we all know the dangers of a bear market like 2008 and Y2K and 1987 and 1974 and all the big bad bears that we've had over the last decades. So we all know that those things, the stock market is potentially a very dangerous place if you don't know how to play properly. And so that's why we have a strategy called Invest and Protect. The strategy says, you know, and it's a proprietary strategy, easy for me to say, that we have that told us to get out of the market back in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. It also told us to get out in April of 2022 before the big drop we saw in 2022. So we don't want our clients to lose a lot of money in stocks, okay? We want to protect them from that, and we have a strategy for that. The other side of the coin, though, is that there's the bond market. And the bond market historically has supposed to be the one that when stocks are going down, bonds are supposed to go up, right? That's historically what the thing is. That's why you should have a 60-40 portfolio. The problem, though, is that over the last 3 years, bonds have been going down pretty steadily. So they've been going down while stocks are going down at the same time. So if you're in a 60-40 portfolio, this notion of diversify your portfolio and you're done is not right. In fact, if you go online and look at the biggest balanced funds that have a 60-40 portfolio, what you'll see is that they're down probably about 17% over the last 2 years. But if you look at the stock market, the S&P 500 index, it's down about 3% over the last 2 years, 3 years. So what's the difference between those two? Well, the stock market doesn't have any bonds in it. And the bonds are experiencing the single worst bear market they've had over the last 3 years since 1787, according to Bloomberg. 1787, not 1987. Okay? So, and maybe the worst bear market ever. So the key thing in our view is diversify your portfolio and forget it. No, you do that at your own peril, in our view. What we, and the example I gave you here, 17 versus 3%, a 60-40 portfolio unmanaged is down five times what the stock market is. And what's doing that? It has to be the bond side, right? Or maybe some of the stocks that aren't that are underperformed. But be that as it may, the important thing is that we believe you should have a human overlay, a strategy that looks at not, you don't just buy and hold. You buy, yes. You hold, yes. But you also sell. You have to have a strategy, in our view, to do that. And in April of 2022, we said it was time to get out of bonds. And guess what? Since then, bonds have pretty much gone down a lot. And so we've protected against that too. Now, if you're stuck in a buy and hold situation where, you know, don't worry about it, everything will take care of itself, then what I encourage you to do, if this segment didn't convince you, go listen to the same segment in last week's show where I talk about how buy and hold can end up costing you your retirement. And we don't think that's a good idea. We want you to have that squipperness. We want you to be a squipperer. Go out and squipper. And so we want to protect you as much as possible. And our website is rpoa.com. Now, what I'd love for you to do is attend one of our seminars. We're doing them live now. And the response has been terrific. You know, as I mentioned, we had standing room only. We've had to even turn people away, unfortunately, and do another one just for all the people that overflowed. And so we want to help you to decide if you're ready to retire. We call that your magic number. We'll help you calculate that. We'll talk about what we call your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E, your hurdle rate, which is the rate of return that you need to earn on your investments to support the lifestyle you want, taking into account inflation, taking into account taxes, your cost of living, the amount of money you have, all that kind of stuff. The goal there is to figure out if we know what your hurdle rate is, if we know how much risk you need to take, then we can construct a portfolio that is designed to maximize the chances of getting you that rate that you need. Okay, but we need to know that first. We can't go investing your money until we already know what we got, what our goal is. You start with the goal. You don't shoot and then aim. You aim first and then you shoot. So we want to help you to figure that one out. We'll help you to make decisions on Social Security. We'll give you some ideas on that, reducing your income taxes. Let me tell you something. If I was you, I'd want to go to the seminar. So it's rpoa.com is the website. And if you go there, what you can do is you can attend virtually or in person. Okay?
Shazam!
Yes, Gomer. Now, also, if you want to bypass that and you want to go directly to the source, then I also encourage you then to just click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll schedule a time to visit with you in person. We'll build a plan for you, no charge or obligation. And regardless of what happens, our goal is to help you. But whether we can or not, we will part friends. And like I said, no charge or obligation. Okay, so all of that is available to you on our website, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, the fruits of your labor called estate planning. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know what, Jack? I'm a little upset with you today. I mean, I'm wearing a really incredibly good-looking shirt, and you haven't said anything about it. You don't like my shirt? It's great. This is a nice shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea. This is one of the nicest shirts ever worn by a radio host ever, or a podcaster. And you can't see it. We're going to be making our podcast a video as well soon, so you'll be able to see. But I got to say, it's a handsome shirt. Anyway, we are back, and I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in the creation of squippers. And if you're wondering what that word means, well, it is the acronym, squippers, is for retirement, for Second childhood without parental supervision.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, indeed. Our goal is to have as many people retired and enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision as we possibly can. And if that appeals to you, our website is rpoa.com. You can podcast this show there. You can attend seminars, watch videos, read articles. We have tons and tons of content for you, all designed to help you in that regard. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, and also known as estate planning. But this week, I'm actually going to diverge from that because I'm going to talk about how to pass on to your very cute, sweet, cuddly, adorable, love, you just love them to death grandchildren. And so we're going to talk about how to do that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about a trust for not your greedy, unwashed, undeserving, but your very cute, adorable, and huggable grandchild. And yes. So my grandson is Nathaniel. He's now 2 years old, and I tell you, he's winning me over. I didn't like him very much up until now because he liked my wife way more than me, but the tide is starting to change, so we'll see. I'm a long-term player. I'm in it for the long term. Anyway, the trust for your grandchild is the tax name for it, the technical name for it, is a generation-skipping tax trust, GSTT. But we don't like that big, long word. It's very daunting and intimidating. So we call it a dynasty trust. Okay, it sounds nicer. And the dynasty trust is designed to be the container, if you will, that your inheritance goes into upon your death. The good news is that you don't have to wait until you die and have your will or your living trust say, you know, fund the dynasty trust. You can actually make gifts into the dynasty trust while you are living. So The benefits of the dynasty trust are, for your grandson or granddaughter, when you make a gift into it, so let's say you put $5,000 into the trust for the benefit of your grandchild. Well, the money is in there. Your son, daughter, whoever the parent is the trustee until the child reaches the age of majority. And you can rule from the grave, too. You can put some rules in there where you can say they can't touch any of the money until they're 35, and then they can get 5% of it for the next. You know, I had one client years ago who said, I want to make it to where they can't touch any of the money until they're 65. And I'm like, 65? He goes, yeah, my kids are immature. I don't think I can trust them with the money till then. So you can do whatever you want, right? You can create rules around how and when they can have access to the money and for what purposes. But most importantly, what'll happen is that money now is in a trust. And the benefits of a trust are that if this grandchild ever gets divorced, ever gets sued, ever declares bankruptcy, that money has, you built a hermetically sealed container around the money that you've given to your grandchild. So it's a wonderful thing. And then the big deal, since we're talking about estate planning, is that you remove it from your estate. So upon your death, there'll be no taxes on it going to your grandchild. So there's a lot of benefits in the dynasty trust. In fact, it's one of my favorite trusts. And yes, we do have a dynasty trust for little Nathaniel.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you too, man. So everything we talk about on this show, including estate planning, do not do this. By yourself. Make sure you talk to a professional before you do anything we talk about on this show, in particular, anything that has to do with investments, taxes, and since that's the entirety of the show, don't do any of the stuff we talk about without talking to a professional. Now, here's what I suggest. If you're wondering where you could find one, Our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there and you click on Meet with an Advisor, then what we'll do is we'll schedule a time for you to visit with one of our retirement planners, either virtually or in person. We always prefer in person, but we can do it virtually. And what we'll do is we'll help you with your estate planning. We'll look at how and all the things that might be ways for you to leave what you have to your family. And also we'll look at when and how to take Social Security. We'll look at if you can retire or not. We'll run the gamut of things that would be of interest to you if you're over 50, if you're retired or retiring soon. And, we believe that the 5 years before you retire and the 5 years after you retire, that decade is the single most important decade of your entire financial life, because the decisions you're making are ones you've never made before. Okay, you've never retired before, I would say, right? You've never gone from having a wage to getting income. You've never had to make decisions on Social Security before. You never had to sign up for Medicare. Oh my gosh, that's a whole can of worms right there. All of those things you've never done before. And so we want to help you with all these things because you have no learning curve, you have no experience with it, and we believe that talking to a professional can help you to do it right.
Oh, dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it's not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So if you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll visit with you. If we can help you, fantastic, and if not, that's fine too. Okay, so either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So rpoa.com. Now, you know what? This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. In the
Ken Morath is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the invest and protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guaranteed. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.